You'll hear an interview in which two people, called Neil Strelson and Vivian Barnes, are talking about their work as set designers in the theatre. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
My guests today are Neil Strelson and Vivian Barnes, who work as set designers in the theatre. Neil, you've worked on a number of well-known plays, especially comedies and musicals. Was it always your ambition to be a set designer?
I don't know about always. Unlike actors who often become smitten with the idea of going on stage as children after being taken to their first show, I really stumbled into designing quite late on. Although my parents did take me to see some shows, theatre wasn't a career on the horizon. I mean, I always liked to build things, but my creative efforts were directed towards stuff like tree houses. I did English at university, so did get to read and understand quite a few plays, but it was pure chance that a friend asked me to design a set for a student musical he was directing. It was a thrilling experience, and was what led me to enter drama school on the postgraduate programme, honing my artistic skills and learning the ropes.
And after that, you came to London. How did you get started working in the field?
I knew some names of designers to call up to get some work as an assistant. You can actually make a better living as an assistant set designer than as a designer, because it's a salaried position. But more significantly, I needed a hefty apprenticeship period because I'd sort of lost my way a bit as a designer. On the post-grad course, I got wrapped up trying to assimilate all the various skills. I was young and very impressionable. This happens to actors too. They come out of drama school terribly academic, worrying about their voice lessons and movements. What you need to do is to put all the training in the background and get some hands-on experience. An apprenticeship's great for doing that, and I spent 3 years doing one.
Now, Vivian, you've designed a lot of successful shows. Tell us a bit about how you work on a production. How does the process begin?
Well, what happens is the director calls to ask if you're interested and you read the play to decide whether to take it on. Having an affinity with a play is pretty vital. If you don't care about it, there's no point in doing it because you'll never come up with good ideas. After that, you and the director start to have conversations about things like how to make the scenes flow into one another or how to make the transition from one visual environment to another effortlessly. I also do a lot of sketches to try out various schemes until something starts to make sense. These also show the director where I'm heading. The script generally gives you the lead, whether you need, say, moving scenery, or whether how the stage is lit is enough to establish a different sense of place.
Now, you often work on several projects at once. How does that work?
I do about 10 plays a year, and used to do more when money was an issue for me at the start. I don't find it that hard. It's distracting only if one production's having serious problems. Otherwise, I'm totally committed to each one. Actually, it helps me to keep coming up with new ideas if I'm constantly changing my focus from one show to another. There's a kind of cross-fertilisation goes on. I wouldn't want to lose that. And you can also be just a little less nervous on the opening night than the actors and director, because you do have other irons in the fire.
Now, you've both worked on sets that get mentioned in reviews, sometimes getting a better review than the show.
Sometimes, yeah. A good set's not easy to design, but it's not nearly as tricky as writing a new play. Unlike a lot of actors who claim not to pay attention to reviews, I keep up with what critics say about all productions, not just my own. That helps you keep any criticisms in perspective. Maybe a critic's been harsh on other productions, or has fixed views about set design.
Well, I've never actually come across that, but in any case, there's no glory in hearing it was a great set for a dud play. And if there's a negative review of the whole production, then the set's still part of that whole, so you can't dodge it.
Is movie work something that interests either of you, Neil?
I've done a bit of film work, but I've never worked on a really good movie. I guess it employs the same basic set of skills, but there are differences. For the set designer, any production's a set of unique problems to solve, and that's the most exciting part, figuring out what'll make this particular production work. Mostly, that problem-solving's not as interesting on a film set. In a movie, you design everything as it ought to be. On stage, you have a limited amount of space and time, and making it fit in those parameters requires the type of thinking I love best, the kind of puzzles I like to solve. I don't get that buzz working on a movie, I'm afraid.
Well, I don't know that I'd go along with that entirely, because I once spent a wonderful...
My guests today are Neil Strelson and Vivian Barnes, who work as set designers in the theatre. Neil, you've worked on a number of well-known plays, especially comedies and musicals. Was it always your ambition to be a set designer?
I don't know about always. Unlike actors who often become smitten with the idea of going on stage as children after being taken to their first show, I really stumbled into designing quite late on. Although my parents did take me to see some shows, theatre wasn't a career on the horizon. I mean, I always liked to build things, but my creative efforts were directed towards stuff like tree houses. I did English at university, so did get to read and understand quite a few plays, but it was pure chance that a friend asked me to design a set for a student musical he was directing. It was a thrilling experience, and was what led me to enter drama school on the postgraduate programme, honing my artistic skills and learning the ropes.
And after that, you came to London. How did you get started working in the field?
I knew some names of designers to call up to get some work as an assistant. You can actually make a better living as an assistant set designer than as a designer, because it's a salaried position. But more significantly, I needed a hefty apprenticeship period because I'd sort of lost my way a bit as a designer. On the post-grad course, I got wrapped up trying to assimilate all the various skills. I was young and very impressionable. This happens to actors too. They come out of drama school terribly academic, worrying about their voice lessons and movements. What you need to do is to put all the training in the background and get some hands-on experience. An apprenticeship's great for doing that, and I spent 3 years doing one.
Now, Vivian, you've designed a lot of successful shows. Tell us a bit about how you work on a production. How does the process begin?
Well, what happens is the director calls to ask if you're interested and you read the play to decide whether to take it on. Having an affinity with a play is pretty vital. If you don't care about it, there's no point in doing it because you'll never come up with good ideas. After that, you and the director start to have conversations about things like how to make the scenes flow into one another or how to make the transition from one visual environment to another effortlessly. I also do a lot of sketches to try out various schemes until something starts to make sense. These also show the director where I'm heading. The script generally gives you the lead, whether you need, say, moving scenery, or whether how the stage is lit is enough to establish a different sense of place.
Now, you often work on several projects at once. How does that work?
I do about 10 plays a year, and used to do more when money was an issue for me at the start. I don't find it that hard. It's distracting only if one production's having serious problems. Otherwise, I'm totally committed to each one. Actually, it helps me to keep coming up with new ideas if I'm constantly changing my focus from one show to another. There's a kind of cross-fertilisation goes on. I wouldn't want to lose that. And you can also be just a little less nervous on the opening night than the actors and director, because you do have other irons in the fire.
Now, you've both worked on sets that get mentioned in reviews, sometimes getting a better review than the show.
Sometimes, yeah. A good set's not easy to design, but it's not nearly as tricky as writing a new play. Unlike a lot of actors who claim not to pay attention to reviews, I keep up with what critics say about all productions, not just my own. That helps you keep any criticisms in perspective. Maybe a critic's been harsh on other productions, or has fixed views about set design.
Well, I've never actually come across that, but in any case, there's no glory in hearing it was a great set for a dud play. And if there's a negative review of the whole production, then the set's still part of that whole, so you can't dodge it.
Is movie work something that interests either of you, Neil?
I've done a bit of film work, but I've never worked on a really good movie. I guess it employs the same basic set of skills, but there are differences. For the set designer, any production's a set of unique problems to solve, and that's the most exciting part, figuring out what'll make this particular production work. Mostly, that problem solving's not as interesting on a film set. In a movie, you design everything as it ought to be. On stage, you have a limited amount of space and time, and making it fit in those parameters requires the type of thinking I love best, the kind of puzzles I like to solve. I don't get that buzz working on a movie, I'm afraid.
Well, I don't know that I'd go along with that entirely, because I once spent a wonderful...
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.